Don Kaler with the Georgia Peanut Commission says the current peanut shortage is thanks to a perfect storm of sorts.
When farmers were making planting decisions back in the spring, the industry failed to recognize, I think, a lot of the fundamentals of the cotton market and the corn market. And basically, they were better commodity choices for the farmer to produce. So we increased cotton acres, increased corn acres, reduced peanut acres. We probably would have been all right. We would have been in a tight situation, but then we get hammered a second year in a row with hot temperatures and dry weather. And it's all combined to put us in a really tight situation in the marketplace.
And Kaler notes that unfortunately the farmers aren't reaping all those benefits from the high prices.
Because 80% of our peanuts were contracted already at pre-planting prices. So the farmer, even though he's getting a high price for anything that's uncommitted right now, is a very small part of his production.
In addition, farmers had to contend with one of their highest input years due to the weather. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.